Good morning. We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and this next segment we're going to talk with Karen Hibbard, Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good to have you in studio again.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. It is always good to be with you, and happy October.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's already here. We're in the last quarter of 2021.
Absolutely. You know, I always say when we get to turn the calendar, that it is the spooky month. It's the month that it's okay to have cobwebs in your house, and it's the time of costumes and candy. So that's the month that we're in, and that's the month that we're celebrating.
A lot of activities going on here in Manhattan, and I've talked to Gina Snyder, who used to be Gina Scruggs, about all the great stuff going on downtown. We've heard about Sunset Zoo, a lot of stuff going on there this month with trick-or-treating, and I know that's a big part of it, but there's more than just trick-or-treating.
Oh, absolutely, Brandon. And certainly it is a time to celebrate as we get ready to go into Halloween season, then Thanksgiving, and then the spirit of the holidays as we celebrate Christmas and then ring in a new year. There is a lot to talk about and a lot of planning and a lot of activities and events that are about to become a reality. But I want to remind our listeners that it really is a time to celebrate. It's a time to celebrate those things that make Manhattan unique. One of the things that we certainly cannot overlook is 25 years of the Mary Anna Kissler Beach Museum. Mm. What a jewel we have in our community. And if you are looking for a date night, I would encourage you on Thursday night. They are open late, and it would be a great opportunity to have a date. Go to the beach, go enjoy the exhibits and the art that is there, and then grab dinner in Aggieville or around Manhattan in our unique venues. But certainly I would encourage you, we have a Kansas native, Gordon Parks, and Manhattan's very own Doug Barrett have a exhibit there that I would encourage people to just go to the beach, take a night out on a Thursday night, go and enjoy at the beach. And then another reason to celebrate, in 2022, in April of 2022, we will be celebrating 10 years of the Flint Hills Discovery Center. So again, benchmark anniversaries that we are getting ready to celebrate. But the Discovery Center obviously wasn't around in the very beginning when dinosaurs were there. And their new temporary exhibit, Dinosaurs Discovery, is going on now. And so you could have a date to the Discovery Center as well. But then, Brandon, when we are talking about the things that really are happening now, activity-wise, boy, get out your pencil and paper, because this is a month that if you are looking for something to do, you don't have to look very hard. Certainly today is a great day that we are celebrating, again, something of longevity, the 47th annual Pumpkin Patch at the Arts and Craft Fair taking place out at Riley County Fairgrounds.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. What a great opportunity to get you in the season, for you to maybe do a little bit of holiday shopping, and just to enjoy the beauty of a nice warm fall day that we have, and be able to go out and take advantage of that. Again, it's the 47th annual Pumpkin Patch, and that will be taking place today and on Saturday. If you love to laugh, and you know I love to laugh, we have plenty of opportunities for that also this weekend. There's a musical, the musical comedy Murders of 1940 is taking place at the Mac, as well as its comedy night at the Wareham with Billy Wayne Davis. And he's a comedian that has been on Saturday Night Live, and for him to be here in Manhattan is great. And so both of those activities are taking place tonight. Go to our website, visitmanhattanks.org, for more, to grab your tickets and go and enjoy a night full of laughter. Also, on Saturday, tomorrow, will be the Optimist Chili Crawl. That's going to take place at the Johnny Caw's Yard Barn in Aggieville. There are 13 restaurants that are participating. It's $20. Buy a ticket for $20, and it goes from 3:30 to 6:30 on Saturday. So, and then if you want to go to this, you're going to have to choose which activity you want to go to. But it's also the Flint Hills Beer Fest, and that is being sponsored by the Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice. That's going to be in Blue Earth Plaza. It is for VIPs at $65, and that goes to from 3 to 4. And you can get a general admission ticket for $40, and that goes from 4 to 7. There's going to be over 30 breweries that will be represented, food vendors, and live music. So you have to choose, or you don't have to choose. You can have beer, you can have chili, you can have a good time here in Manhattan, Kansas, all as you're supporting efforts for venues that make a difference in our community. And then if you're wanting to do something fun in City Park, it's family movie night. You can go and enjoy Trolls World Tour. There'll be fun activities that will be beginning at 5 o'clock, and then bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair. The movie will start at about 7:20 there in City Park. There's no cost for that, Brandon. So good family fun activity going on.
Sounds like a lot of fun. City Park's such a good venue for that, and neat to hear that that'll be going on. I was just at City Park on Tuesday for National Night Out, and it was a wonderful opportunity. The weather was perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And City Park's always great just to go and enjoy. Maybe what you might want to do, if you have little ones, you might want to do the story walk downtown that Manhattan Public Library has done. You take your little one and you read a chapter of the story as you walk down Points Avenue, and I love the creativity of that. The book that is being featured now is Pigeon Needs a Bath, and so think about that and enjoy as you read with your little one, or you don't even have to have a little one. You can just go and enjoy and bring a smile to your face as you're reading that great story. And then for those that are athletically inclined and really love the joy of competition, this weekend also on Saturday is the Little Apple Marathon. It's a true marathon. There's also a half. There's a marathon relay and 5K. All of that takes place out at Tuttle Creek State Park. So a lot of activity on a non-football weekend that you shouldn't be wondering what is there to do. There is plenty to do in Manhattan, Kansas.
Boy, no kidding. A lot of good stuff. And you know, also, I think Riley is celebrating its festival as well.
Yes.
The 150th.
150th, yes, so. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's amazing how communities have grown, changed, have morphed into who we are. So certainly the town of Riley has a lot to be proud of, and it's a fun town to go and visit. So if you'd like to head north a little bit, go enjoy some of the celebrations that's taking place there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good stuff happening this weekend in the area, and it's good to see that. You know, I went to the Oklahoma game last Saturday. It was a lot of fun, and the weather was perfect. I thought I brought my poncho just in case.
Yes.
But didn't need it.
Yes.
It was the most fun I've ever had at a K-State football
game.
And I know I wasn't alone. That place was packed, and Manhattan was hopping last weekend.
Manhattan was hopping last weekend. I have to tell you that I had been out of town and got back into town after the game was over. And this town, the restaurants were full. There was activity all over the community. And I can tell you one of the things that I track, it was validation that there were fans, whether you were wearing OU colors or sporting Kansas State's colors. That was tremendous in the fact that thanks to the OU game, we had experienced the third night of high occupancy. We had a 95.9% occupancy on that Saturday night. So those fans and friends did come into our community and came in well and supported us. And so we're very, very grateful for that.
That's great to see. Yeah, we don't like to see the red in the stands, but we like to see them out shopping and eating at our restaurants.
Their money spends very, very well. So we are very appreciative of that. And so, yeah, that was a good thing. So, you know, one of the things, Brandon, that we had talked about the fact that there isn't a home game this weekend, but there's plenty of activity. And certainly those weekends when we do host home games, it does make a difference. And when we think about the weekend of the 15th and the 16th, that is when the Cats play Iowa State. But to get you warmed up for that, on Wednesday the 13th, don't forget that you can go down to Farmer's Market. Their food trucks are in place there, so you can grab a bite off of the food truck, grab some fresh produce, and enjoy the Farmer's Market. Then on Thursday, the 14th of October, something else that's going to be unique in Blue Earth Plaza. We set north of the Santa Fe Trail, but the significance of the Santa Fe Trail is tremendous to this area. Dave Kendall, who is the producer of Prairie Hollow Productions, and if you are a lover of history and certainly of Kansas, he has had a program on PBS about Kansas stories. Dave has produced a documentary called The Road to Santa Fe, and it is going to be shown in the Blue Earth Plaza. So again, bring your lawn chair, bring a blanket. It's going to be a 90-minute production on the history and significance of the Santa Fe Trail. So kind of a unique thing to do on Thursday night before all of the activity gets started with when the Cats play Iowa State then on Saturday.
All right, very good. Well, that's good to hear. I know before we got going, we were talking a little bit about meetings, and they're starting to come back a little bit here, it sounds like.
They are. Meetings, again, the challenges that we are seeing is they are planned and then they get canceled, or we're seeing that meetings are happening, but they're not as like they were previously. A three-day meeting, many of our hotels are telling us that they are going from maybe a three-day meeting to a day-and-a-half meeting. And certainly we are seeing it's just continuing to change. Until we are through with COVID, there still will be some cautiousness that planners are needing to take. As we have finished, and again, I'm always behind in being able to relay you the most current information, but year-to-date through August, our STAR report shows that we were running at about a 51.7% hotel occupancy, although we have had a couple of strong weeks for September, so I'm anxious to see how September will fall through. So again, we see little peaks and valleys slowly moving upward with that hotel occupancy and activity. Manhattan, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and our attractions and our lodging will be going to KSAE in 2 weeks. They will be hosting their annual meeting. KSAE is a Kansas Society of Association Execs. A lot of associations meet here in town, and so we will be having a large presence there with a tailgate presence, telling the story about what your lodging opportunities are, what your meeting opportunities are, and able to meet face-to-face with those folks that help make that happen. So we continue to move forward with a positive attitude that it won't be long before Manhattan continues to hum as usual.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And a little optimism never hurt anybody. So that's good to know. Karen, anything else before we wrap up?
You know, Brandon, just I would encourage our listeners to, again, go to our website, visit ManhattanKS.org. I still have pages of activities that are taking place. Don't forget that the last weekend of October is homecoming. So that's when we really will see a lot of spooks that will be out, because there's Halloween celebrations all across town with trick-or-treating opportunities, homecoming parade, and a victory over TCU. So just enjoy being a part of Manhattan, Kansas.
All right. Sounds good. Karen Hibbert again joining us here from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Brandon. Always good to see you.